Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Well, hello. Again, I'm Glovina Williams, and in this episode, we're going to talk about getting to higher ground, or simply, how do we transition to the next level? When we think about purpose, really the question is, what drives us? What is it that we can be persistent about? And it can even become a labor of love. What is that tenacity that we have, that commitment, our very reason for being born? So this purpose, it does have phases, segments, parts, chapters, various levels. And the purpose is like a checkoff point. It's a checkoff point at each phase, and it takes you to a higher level of fulfilling what God has called you to do. For the current level you're on, the question is, what do you need to do to get to your next level? And think about this for a moment. How do you think you can apply these paraphrased Bible references to your current phase or chapter of purpose? Listen to this. Here's some tips on getting to higher ground. How can you apply this to your time right now, your phase, getting to higher ground? Listen, become as a little child. Don't agonize over situations. Commit your way to the Lord and trust Him, and He'll bring it to pass. Think about this. I do want to apologize to my audience, my listeners this morning. We had a little short of difficulty here, but if you'll bear with us, we're going to switch over to the correct broadcast for today. Please just stand by. Thank you for your patience. Give us just one moment. Give us a moment, please.
Buongiorno, coming live from Naples, Italy, Hallelujah Full Gospel Services would like to present to some and introduce to others our very own Bishop Glovina Harris.
Open your Bibles quickly to Numbers, the sixth chapter. Numbers, the sixth chapter. Numbers is in the Old Testament. And Numbers actually is another way of saying the census, like we get the census taken every 10 years in America. This is where Moses took the census. Numbers, the sixth chapter, and I want to read to you from the 24th verse. Listen to the word of God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is the high priestly blessing. And I want to say, if I could title this short message today, I would title it, The Attachment. In this world of technology, has anyone ever sent you an email and then said, the following document is attached, or please open up the attachment? Have you ever received an email that contained an attachment? The email is simply the vehicle or the cover letter that carries the attachment. And in this world of technology and the ability to communicate at a rapid speed, we tend to believe something when we read it. It seems to be very relevant. We can mark it. It's a place that we can always go back to when it is in a written form. If your work or your means of everyday communication is email, often you receive those emails which contain attachments. Say attachment. Actually, the email is basically, as I mentioned, a cover letter to deliver to you the document that it is of premier importance. It's the attachment that is more important than the face of the email. So the purpose of the email is to deliver the document or the goods. My God. The attachment is contained inside in the email, and today I want to briefly just tell you and speak to you about the attachment. Say the attachment. Oh, my God. The blessing is the vehicle, my God, the means by which God delivers the goods. The blessing. Oh, come on. The blessing is the means by which God delivers the goods to us. Hey, somebody, I'm getting some noddings of the head. You can go on and cancel the clap button audio, man. I'm already getting some help here. Listen, it is by means which God delivers the goods to us. It is through the blessing that we receive the divine favor of God, the grace of God, salvation, enlightenment, strength, power, deliverance, joy, increase in the realm of health and vitality. It is through the blessing that God delivers to us goodwill, my God. It is through the blessing that God gives us the spiritual blessings, the spiritual giftings, the spiritual awareness. It comes through the blessing, my brothers and sisters. Listen at this. We receive knowledge, understanding, and wisdom through what? The blessing. I said, somebody say with me today, the attachment. Listen, it's contained in the attachment. You see, sometimes we read the Word of God, or sometimes someone may simply say to you, God bless you. Hey, my God, that's just the cover letter. Hey, come on. That's just the email. It's the attachment. Oh, Lord, just, it's what's contained in those spoken words that contains the power. Yeah. You're with me. That contains the divine understanding that we need. The attachment. It might look light on the surface. It might look like just a few typed words, but once you open up that attachment could contain, what, 130 pages. Oh, yes. The attachment. The attachment. In that attachment is the key even to our children, to our youth, to their future. It's in the attachment. It's in the blessing. because I want you to know that Satan's greatest threat is our youth. Because children are involved in all of God's promises. And we can close the door to Satan. We can lock him out from aborting God's plan for our children by regularly imparting, my God, come on, imparting the blessing to them. Oh my God. The first thing God did with Adam and Eve was he spoke a blessing over them. And one of the signs of a covenant blessing is that the hearts of the children are turned back to their parents. And the hearts of the parents are turned back to the children. That is a sign that the covenant is working among us. It's in that attachment called the blessing. The benefits, the reimbursement, the payback, the profit, the repayment, the settlement of God's favor, which is manna from heaven, it's passed from one generation, listen at this, my brothers and sisters, to the next by the means of speaking a blessing. Someone spoke over us. Someone prayed for us. Someone didn't take our life for granted, but saw value, oh my God, and put a high price on you, each one of you under the sound of my voice. The blessing. So much is contained in the blessing. I tell you this because I don't want you to take it for granted. I don't want you to ever feel as if God has overlooked you or your family or things that concern you. It's all in the blessing. God hasn't left one stone unturned in your life and in your affairs. God is concerned about what concerns you. God has never taken his eyes off of you. You saw part of the play demonstrated to show that what God moves throughout the ages and the generations. I'm here to tell you today that God loves you. And listen, you still have not reached your height. You still have not capped out on what God has for you. There is no ceiling on what God is going to do in your life and what he will do in your life if you'll simply trust him, praise God. If you'll speak those things that you want to come to pass, shy away from the things that you don't want to happen in your life and speak a word of deliverance. Speak a word of love and power. Speak a word of knowledge and wisdom. It will not return unto you void, but it will go forth and it will accomplish what is sent to do. The New Testament talks about the categories of blessings. The blessing of redemption. We've been saved. We've been redeemed. We've been salvaged. We were like a sunken treasure. And the Lord God Almighty sent Jesus to do what? To salvage us. To bring us back up and put us back in right standing with God the Father. You're in right standing, praise God. If you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you're in right standing again with God Almighty who created the heavens and the earth. You're in right standing. You know, when you've got good credit, you can do and get just about anything you need or want in America. When you're in right standing with God, oh my God. You're included in the blessing. That attachment that we talked about. Your name is, oh my God, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the best is yet to come. You haven't even tapped yet into all that God has for you. What God has for you is unlimited. You're not limited. Sometimes people look at you and listen, they really don't know who you are. But because of the blessing, it shall unfold. It shall. it shall unfold. The blessing of redemption, the blessing of impartation of divine favor, God's divine favor upon your life and my life. In other words, aid to success, unexpected advantages, times when it looked like you should have gone under, some miraculous way, God took you over. When it looked like you would never make it through, praise God, God stepped in with his miraculous nature, his miracle-working power, and did what? Brought you through, praise God, and then brought you out, praise God. Jesus even laid his hand upon the children and blessed them. He spoke a blessing upon them. He's imparted God's favor upon the children. And the last act that Jesus performed before he ascended into heaven is that he blessed the people that he loved. Oh my God, come on, Glovina. So in order to even inherit the blessing, in order to even be a partaker of what's in the attachment, we must bless others. And what's in the attachment? The power of fruitfulness and productivity. Oh my God. Fruitfulness and productivity. Divine favor. The ability to give, the power to be remain steadfast. In the most adverse circumstances, God will sustain you. When some others would have lost their mind, God kept your mind. When others may have lost their life in some situations that you've been in, God kept you. To God be all the glory and all of the praise. The ability to remain steadfast. And the thing about the blessings that come from God, they're irrevocable. They're permanent. Oh my God, you can... Nobody can speak over you and say, you'll never have this. You'll never go there. You'll never amount to this. Oh, you can stand back proudly and in the steadfastness of your faith and say, look, if God be for me, who can be against me? Oh, my God. My pastor used to say it like this. What's their address? What's the social security number? What's the last four? If God is for you, oh, and he is, who can be against you? Who can succeed against you? Who can come in and take over your life and try to what? Run it amok. No one. No one has that power. Only God, praise God. He's the one that has the power that contains you, that keeps you, that strengthens you, that takes you to the next level. It is the power of God. It's the power of God.
Hope you have been blessed. This is the end of part one.
Oh, do I want to thank you for joining us. The blessing. Praise be to God. We must be able, amen, to pass the blessing along. Let's not villainize or make villains of our youth. Let's lift them up. Let's pray for them. Let's keep them in the arms of God. Let's bless others as we are blessed. I want you to know that you are supernaturally anointed by God, my beloved. You're full of this knowledge and wisdom and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit residing on the inside of you. You have faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. As you give, you always receive more back. I want you to know that marvelous things are happening in and through and around you right now. I want to give some shout-outs today. I want to shout out to my beautiful mother, Dolores. I love you so much. My beautiful, fantastic, super, super intelligent Aunt Steen. And I want to shout out to my Aunt Jewel, my Aunt Rosemary. I want to say that I love you. Hi, Terry. I want to shout out to Judy today. And I want to say hello to Sheila and John. And I want to shout out to Carla in Oklahoma. I want to give some shout outs to Wanda. Hi, Wanda. I want to say hello to Gladys today. Hi, Shatoya and James and the family. I want to shout out today to Deaconess English and Mr. English, hello. I want to shout out today to Jewel. We've got a little Jewel, too, that I shout out to. I want to shout out to Johnny and Nikki in Oklahoma. I am so proud that you have taken time to be with me. This makes me feel just really, really great. Hi, I want to say hello to the famous author, Vivian Brazil. God bless you. I want to shout out today to Ernestine. God bless you. That's one of my big sisters. I want to say hi to Minister Marie, and I want to say hello to Velma and Terry. Thank you for your support. Want to say hello to all my nieces. I love you. I'm proud of you. All of my nephews. I want to say hi to Dr. Rita today. Keep up the good work, how you are upholding those that are in law enforcement. Hi, Betty. How are you today? Hey, Lynn. Give a kiss to the kids for me. I want to shout out today. Hi, Helen in St. Louis. Hi, Charlene, New Orleans. Yeah, hi, Tia and Ty. Keep up the good work and keep that business going. Hi, Felicia. Give my love to everyone in Texas. I want to shout out to Wanda in Maryland. Hi, Christy. Hey, Christy, you're going to do great this upcoming semester. Hi, Debbie. Good to see you. I want to say hi to Jeanette in Charleston. Hi, LaVoice. Keep up the good work. Oh, my God, you're doing such a powerful work for the Department of Health and Human Services. I want to say hi to Reverend Russell and David. I want to say hi to that upcoming celebration. Hi, Campania. Good to see you. I want to say hi to Denitra Deandra in Houston, Texas. How are you? Reverend Brand, South Carolina. Hi, Margareta. I want to shout out to Pastor Stevie and his lovely wife, my cousin Misty. How are you? I want to say hi and just extend my sincere condolences to Stephanie on the loss of her son. And I want to send out my sincere condolences to Shelley as well. I want to say hi to Denise in California. Hi, Robin. I want you to know that we're praying for you. Hi, I want to say hi to Dominique and Christian. God bless you. Hi, Crystal. Congratulations to JJ. We have so many that are walking across the stage receiving their diplomas and various levels of education. Hi, Stephanie and Antonio. Big kiss to Chloe. I want to say hello to all of you. Hi, Tangia, California. It was good to see you. Hi, Gail. Thank you so much for calling me yesterday. It was good to hear your voice, and we will connect soon. I want to give a shout out to my sons. Hi, I want to say hi to Sean and Marlon. Hey, love you, Carol and Cheryl, sending you hugs and kisses. I want to say hi to Steven, Nico, Allie, Kayla, Lauren, Tandana. Hey, Cameron, how are you? Oh, my God. I want to say hi to Jonathan. I want to shout out to Nikki, powerful hairstylist in Maryland. Check her out. Yeah. I want to say hi to Candy. Hey, we have two babies that we're welcoming into the family. So we want to say welcome. We love you and we speak divine blessings over your future. Yeah. Hi, Maddie. I want to say hello. Oh, my God. Hey, Brian, how are things going? I want to shout out today. Hi, Gloria. I didn't forget about you. If I didn't call your name, it's not because I'm not thinking about you. That's for sure. I want to say hello to Dr. Courtney and the kids. Hi, Joy. I want to say hello to you. And thank you so much for the beautiful gift. I want to thank all of you for your prayers. Hi, Dalea. I want to thank you for taking time. Hi, I want to say hi to the Yokoyamas. Yes, I want to thank, hi, Janae. Oh, wow. I want to say hi to, hello, Penelope. Thank you for your always so much valuable information. I want to say hello to all of you. I love you. I want to thank you for joining us today on this Memorial Day. Memorial Day in America, because we do have listeners from all over the world, but Memorial Day in America is a time when we honor those military personnel who died while they were still in uniform. We honor you and we bless you. We bless your families. Those that remember you on this day, we stand with them. You know, this podcast, it means a lot to me, and I hope it means I hope it is of value to you. We just want to educate, inform, inspire, and we want to prompt you to action. We want you to move upon those goals and those dreams and those visions that God has placed upon your heart. Sometimes we motivate you or inspire you through current events, sometimes through new and innovative ideas. I really want to begin to interview subject matter experts. If you are a subject matter expert on something, hey, I want you to reach out to me on Facebook, my social media platforms, and I want to talk to you. Maybe you would be interviewed on the Dr. Glovina Show. Maybe you can inform, educate, inspire, prompt someone, prompt them, just give them that launch that they need in order to fulfill purpose. You know, this podcast, it's a powerful conduit, because we try to transmit relevant, cutting-edge information and often a prophetic foresight, which enables all of us to move forward and accomplish our respective goals. And we want to do it at a, you know, at what I call sometimes a Jedi speed. We want to do it at a rapid pace. The way technology is now, there's no excuse. We can move faster. Yes, we can. And God even promised that He would redeem the time for us and just plant that restorative period within our life. But my expectations for you, my beloved, is that you'll experience some of those aha moments which are going to propel you forward, so that you'll realize even if you're just taking a baby step, you're stepping forward, even a baby step. So I want to say thank you so much. I also want to shout out to Virginia in the state of Virginia. She has a powerful ministry to clergy. I want to thank her for all that she's doing. I want to shout out to my cousin Isaiah. I want to shout out to Louise in Atlanta. Yeah, I want to say hi, Louise. Yeah, I want to shout out to Apostle Jane in Virginia. Thanks for all that you do. Thanks for how you're helping so many people, so many loves, so many people that are less fortunate. I want to shout out to Prophetess and Elder Moreland for the powerful work that they're doing. They have a powerful prayer ministry. It reaches beyond. It goes much further than just gathering people to pray, but that is one of their focuses. Oh, my God. I thank all of you for joining us today. Hi. Did I say hi to Deatri? Hi, Deatri. If I didn't, I want to say hi. Did I say hi to Vicky? Hi, Vicky. Did I say hi to Gladys? Did I say hi to Sylvia? Like I said, I didn't forget about you. Just because I didn't call your name, I want you to know this thought as we conclude this podcast today. Finally, my brothers and my sisters, ever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, and whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, and whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I want you to please put your mind on things that are going to take you where you want to go. Shy away from the things that are taking you in the opposite direction for the call that is upon your life. I love you and I appreciate you so much that you would take time to be with me today. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. Come on, let's walk in that blessing and let's bless our youth and let's bless others. And don't forget, God is blessing you to be a blessing.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.